it seems the most collaborative to us, Santa Monica. And we've worked in Playa Vista. We've worked in a couple other areas. It's just the vibe that I get.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent, to connect with each other, to form awesome relationships. So proud of this show. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Brian Switchko of One Inc. We are a creative cohort and storytelling studio based in Los Angeles. I've been a listener of the We Are LA Tech podcast since the beginning. I've been a member of the We Are LA Tech community since the beginning. I am so happy and grateful to have known Esprit and watched the genesis of both. But I've remained a listener because of the warmth that she shares with her listeners and her audience, but also the space that she makes for her guests and the stories that come from that. And then also to know that those stories aren't just stories. They aren't just content. They're a part of a community, and that community is something that can be experienced in so many different ways. And the times that I've been able to meet other people and connect with them from the community have resulted in meaningful relationships and potent business partnerships, and you know, at so many situations where I can track back person to person, situation to situation over months and years, and just point to Esprit as the catalyst for what, you know, you look back and it's just magic. I'm so happy and grateful for Esprit and the We Are LA Tech community. I will continue listening, participating, and happily cheering for a very long time to come.
Join thousands of people in LA Tech on our We Are LA Tech Facebook group, where you can discover events, job opportunities, and even housing. Go to wearelatech.com/community. We'll take you straight there. That's wearelatech.com/community.
In today's personal spot, I'm going to be talking about focus. Oh my gosh. I've never been diagnosed with ADHD, but I'm sure I have it. I mean, I'm sure I have. I'm so all over the place. So what I use to focus, and I definitely need support in focusing, are a few things. One, FocusMate. FocusMate.com is amazing. They have 25-minute to 50-minute sessions, and that helps me focus. There's also Focus at Will, which is an amazing site that has scientifically proven sound to focus, and it really does work. A lot of people use brain.fm. I know my mentor uses that. I just signed up and I've been using it for the deep breathing exercises. I haven't used it to focus yet, but a lot of people do use it for that. If you're a writer, there's a free thing that happens in multiple time zones at 8 a.m. around the world called Writer's Hour, writershour.com. And so they do an 8 a.m. writing session, which is absolutely amazing. Go Done is another great co-working resource if you're looking for virtual co-working. And last but not least, in order to hold me accountable and focus and just kind of like make my zillion tasks into just an attainable handfuls, I use Kin Habit Tracker that was built by Justin Kahn, who created Twitch. I use that in order to know that I'm doing the core things that I believe move me forward every day and to track those. Anyway, I hope that helps and enjoy the next episode. Bye. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast, spotlighting LA Tech companies and talent. So excited for our next guest, Amanda, coming at us from Santa Monica. Hello.
Hi, Esprit.
Go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so I'm the Director of Growth and co-founder at Nimbler.ai. So we are an AI scheduling and communication platform that drives revenue in medical practices with a conversational text-based patient experience. So our virtual assistant, her name is Holly, automates the entire patient digital communication journey in sync with the EHRs or existing digital schedules at a medical practice. Our vision is to replace existing non-intelligent scheduling systems and call centers by automating front desk communication with our powerful AI technology.
And has it always been an LA-based company?
Yes, always.
And are you from LA?
Yes, I am.
No way. Where in LA?
I'm from Palos Verdes.
So cool. Yeah. And what inspired you to create Nimbler in 2017? And especially what inspired you to create Nimbler in LA? Why not move to San Francisco, to New York, to wherever?
Sure, yeah. Sure. I did do a stint in San Francisco, which was fun, but it was just a stint. So LA is home, so I am a little bit biased. So I was finishing up one job here and I was just kind of ready to start something else, just networking, seeing what was out there. And I met who are my two co-founders now through networking locally. And they're both based in Santa Monica as well. They had built a prototype at this point. So the problem that they had identified to solve essentially was the problem of no-shows in healthcare, to put it simply. So bridging that gap between patients and medical practices, the communication gap that results in a lot of monetary losses, gaps in care, things like that. So I loved the idea. I loved the size of the market, low technology adoption, the patient frustration, which, I mean, you and I can relate to that as a patient trying to reach a medical practice and all the communication back and forth that goes into it. So I loved the problem. I loved what they were doing. And so I kind of jumped on board and I got lucky that it was in LA, although, like I said, I'm partial to LA. Family's still here and everything. So it'll be tough to get me to ever leave.
And tell me about how you met your co-founders. They're both LA based. So who are they and how did that come to be?
Yeah. So they're Juan and Andres. They're actually both from Colombia. They're amazing. I'm so lucky to work with them. And they had co-founded a company together previously. So they let me in on this one. I met Andres just networking essentially in Santa Monica. And like I said, they were showing me what they had going on. They need someone like boots on the ground, sales, growth oriented, like marketing, customer success background. And I was like, let me in, let me do it. So we finished up the prototype and I got my skin in the game, kind of hit the ground running together. And we built the company up to what it is now.
And did you meet them at an event in LA?
I met them through like a mutual introduction. So I was working in Santa Monica at the time and Andres lives and was working nearby also. So it was just through a mutual connection. We had some coffees.
Being that you're like a huge part of your job is knowing a lot of people and networking, what guidance can you give to people networking in Los Angeles, especially in this weird time we're living in? Mm-hmm. Like networking was different before the pandemic. It's different now and it's probably going to be different again. So have any tips on in all these phases that we have to like ping pong through how to network?
Yeah. I mean, I certainly haven't figured it out yet either, but I mean, a lot of events that we thought we were going to have recently got recanceled. So there's been, you know, it's just very dynamic. I have the personality. I'm lucky, you know, I'm willing to kind of get out there and put myself in front of people. And like I said, I'm from here. So that does help getting some connections. As for tips, yeah, it's going to keep changing. So we just have to keep adapting. So I'll set up little Zooms. I'll meet people if they're comfortable, you know, outdoors for coffee that anyone, even, for example, I'm in healthcare, anyone, whatever they're doing, I just think it's interesting and you never know who you're going to meet and connect with. So just being open. And I think people are looking for that. People are looking for the person to come to you and say, hey, are you free for a coffee on, do you have any time on Tuesday or Thursday? And everyone, I feel like you leave that feeling refreshed and energized because we're not getting as much of that kind of social interaction even that we were. And the social action that we are getting is not as much work-based. And it's giving you can, when you're talking to someone else, you get that creativity flowing and understanding things from different perspectives. So I think just being the one, be brave, reach out, and you know, what's the worst that can happen?
100%. And I think it's interesting to also be a part of a, like, take a look at all the virtual events that are going on and see who's speaking. And if there's someone who is speaking there, it's a perfect time to, you know, kind of talk to them in the chat and then reach out to them on Twitter, on LinkedIn right away to say, hey, I just saw you speak at XYZ. And it creates a low level rapport, but it's better than being totally cold out of nowhere. Yeah.
Completely. That's a great idea. And then they feel appreciated. They feel heard and you really enjoyed it. And then maybe you guys can connect or if nothing else, it's a good start. I love that.
And you're currently about to go out and raise your Series A. Have you tapped into LA investors yet or how is that going along?
Yeah, we have. Again, most of it's still virtual and we're just now starting the fundraising. So we've got a good network here. We participated in Stanford's StartX Accelerator and they have a pretty good community here. We're also part of Endeavor and they have a decent sized community here as well. So we're fundraising everywhere, but ideally we really do want some VCs that are LA based because this is where we see ourselves long-term.
And tell us more about StartX and Endeavor. Like what are those programs and what does community in Los Angeles look like in relation to programs running outside of Los Angeles?
it's essentially just people that I suppose have relocated down here. They're also based down here. So StartX is like a, it's a 3-month program where you are actually at Stanford up in Palo Alto, and you know, it's an accelerator. So they're just helping you kind of perfect your go-to-market strategy and things like that. And then Endeavor, my co-founders are the ones that are a part of the Endeavor network. Hopefully I will be one day as well, but that helps too, just for the connections. And that's more of like a business community. So they're really good with intros, and it's nice to have a lot of leads and folks that are especially focused on healthcare. But I need to pull my weight for the LA piece as well, because I'm from here.
And why Santa Monica? I mean, there's so many little hubs happening in Los Angeles. Why Santa Monica?
It seems the most collaborative to us. Santa Monica, and we've worked in Playa Vista. We've worked in a couple other areas. It's just the vibe that I get. I feel like it is pretty central, especially if you're going to be on the west side of LA, if that's what you're choosing. It's kind of the biggest hub on the west side, and it's central to meet people and things like that. So we love Santa Monica, and there's a lot happening. It's just a fun place to be too.
Who is an LA tech company or person you've come across lately that's really impressed you? Somebody based in LA or a company based in LA?
I love Headspace. Headspace is based in LA, and I just love their philosophy. A good friend of mine works there, and they're always doing these great partnerships. And I just think now more than ever, the push for mental health, and I'm just a big fan of the app, and I'm a big fan of the company. And I know that they're based in LA, so I'd love to get inside that HQ for lunch one day.
Totally. I'm a Headspace customer. Can you share with everybody a little bit about what Headspace is?
Yeah, so it's a mental health, it's like a mental health meditation app, basically. So it's just quick ones. You put your earphones in and it can guide you through voice or quiet. And it just helps you. It's just an app that you have that helps you disconnect. And my personality is very go, go, go. I'm very type A. So meditation does not inherently go hand in hand with me, but it has helped me just when you need to refocus and there's a lot of moving parts, there's a lot going on, just to take that time out of your day and maybe get out of the four walls that you, if you're still working, the four walls that you're sleeping in, you're also working in. We need to get outside and we just need to refresh. And so, yeah, I really recommend the app if you haven't downloaded it yet.
Totally. And if somebody were to land in LA right now for the tech scene, what would you recommend that they do to plug into the tech scene?
Good question. I guess get a desk at WeWork and start chatting people up. That's what I would say.
Totally. That's a good recommendation.
Yeah. I mean, just boots on the ground, right?
Yeah.
And you never know who you're going to meet, and those, they have good events there. So yeah, that's what I would say.
A hike and a restaurant. And it doesn't have to be a hike. If you're not a hiker, then just an activity. I should probably say activity, because I feel like I'm very like on the LA hike thing, because I like hiking.
My friends are all into hiking. Me, not so much. But I do have a hike. It's in my hometown. So Palos Verdes is like on the cliffs. It's like, I don't know, it depends where you are, but 30 minutes from the airport, basically.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Palos Verdes has beautiful kind of cliffside hikes. You can go get brunch over there. So nice. I recommend PV for a little half day trip. And then a restaurant, Scopa on Washington. Ooh. In Venice. Scopa's Italian. Great ambiance, great service, great food. Go there this weekend if you can.
Incredible. And how can people connect with you?
They can find me on Twitter at Amanda Light and then an underscore. They can find me on LinkedIn, Amanda Light. And then you can just search Nimbler, NIMBLR.AI. No one gets it right the first time. I have to spell it phonetically usually.
Incredible. Any last thoughts before we wrap up?
No, thanks for having me again. I'm from LA, so I feel extra special to be on this podcast. And we are hiring. If anybody listening is interested, sales, customer success, interns, like we're really any resume that you have, if you are interested, we'd love to see it. You can send it to careers@nimbler.ai.
If you want to connect and collaborate with more amazing people in the Los Angeles tech community, remember to go to wearelatech.com/community. That's wearelatech.com/community. Say hello on social at wearelatech, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Hey, this is Amanda Light, co-founder and director of growth at Nimbler.ai, an AI scheduling and communication platform based in Santa Monica, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
The We Are LA Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Corey Jennings,
production and voiceover by Adam Carroll,
music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The We Are LA Tech podcast is a wearetech.fm production.